Yemen's Ansarullah forces have conducted new attacks on Saudi sites. This in response to the kingdom's war on Yemen. Yemen media says the Ansarullah carried out drone attacks on Saudi warplane hangars in the kingdom's Jizan region. Yemeni drones also targeted Saudi Arabia's Abha airport. Riyadh and its allies launched war on Yemen over 4 years back. Now, daily airstrikes have taken the lives of nearly 15,600 Yemenis, mostly civilians. Saudi-led wars also worsened the humanitarian situation in Yemen, with the UN calling it the world's worst crisis. Now joining us for this news review is Hussein Al-Bukhaiti, Yemeni activist and political commentator out of Sana'a, and Mr. Robert Fantina, author, activist, and journalist, joining us out of Kitchener. Gentlemen, I want to welcome you both to the program. And now, Mr. Bukhaiti, if I could, what's going on exactly in Yemen? We've heard a lot about these retaliatory drone attacks. Seems like the drone strikes are getting more and more sophisticated by the Ansarullah. What can you tell us?
Today, attacks on Abha Airport and as well Jizan Airport has shown clearly the total failure of the Saudi armed force, especially the U.S. made the Patriot missiles. And those attacks, like, I mean, every 2 days, Yemeni force here in Sana'a send several of these drones to target those airports. And as well, this shows that Yemeni forces in Sana'a has actually plenty of these drones. That's why they use them so often against Saudi Arabia. And as the spokesperson of Yemen armed force have said, that those attack will not stop until the Saudi stop its war and lift its blockade in Yemen. We know that the war has been going for over 4 years. 260,000 Yemeni civilians has died because of the blockade, because of preventable diseases like cholera and malaria and the starvation. 18 million face starvation in Yemen. That's why here in Sana'a they came to a conclusion that this cannot be stopped only if we continue this attack. And I will just add that the Central Command of Armed Forces in Sana'a has announced today that tomorrow they will be opening an exhibition to show the latest ballistic missile, cruise missile, and drones in the hand of Yemen Armed Forces in Sana'a. And I believe there will be more surprises. They could as well release some videos and footage of some attacks either against Saudi Arabia or against their forces and backed forces inside Yemen.
And now if I could now swing over to Mr. Robert Fantina out of Kitchener. Your thoughts, please, Mr. Fantina.
It's interesting to see that the people of Yemen are not buckling under the onslaught from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's power, U.S.-provided weaponry, is not defeating the people of Yemen. People are always more stronger when they're defending their homeland against outside invaders, which is what the Yemeni people are doing. The fact that their defensive attacks and offensive attacks are growing in sophistication is a good sign, as the people of Yemen are being able to access weaponry to help defend themselves against this murderous, genocidal onslaught that Saudi Arabia has been conducting with complete U.S. support for over 4 years now.
And Hussein, it's funny that Robert should say that, because initially, if you remember, the Saudis, it was supposed to be a 2 or 3 week mission. Tell me why it's taken so long, over 4 years, 4 or 5 months, and it's still counting to this day.
The Saudi, at the beginning, they thought that with the backing of the United States and UK, and with the hundreds of billions of dollars of latest weapons they have, they thought they will crush Yemenis. But to be honest, this actually has made Yemeni really strong, and Yemeni are known to resist all type of invasion. So the Saudi thought at the beginning that their air force will actually do the entire job, like to destroy Ansarullah the Houthi. And we remember that in the first 2 weeks or 3 weeks of the war in Yemen, they have announced they have destroyed 85 to 90 of Yemeni ballistic missiles and all other type of weapons. But now actually it shows that it's easy actually to defeat one of the richest country backed by one of the strongest country like the United States by using simple weapons. I mean, the drones that could cost between $800 to $1,500. Just imagine this drone actually defeated the Patriot missiles, one missile that cost more than $2 million. And I think this actually will send a message to the world, that to those poor nations, that you can actually fight against the United States interference in your country. The American weapons actually will not save you. And I want to add one more thing, that United Arab Emirates actually is now in a really, really bad situation. That's why they have kind of leaked that kind of false information that they have withdrawn some forces from Yemen. And this is all lies. But I think this information is just because they know that United Arab Emirates airports will be under attack soon from Yemen. That's why they try to leak this information, just to delay this attack, or maybe to send the Yemeni a wrong message that we are withdrawing, just stop, don't attack us. And I believe that Yemeni forces in Sana'ir are preparing for a huge and a big attack on United Arab Emirates. And you need actually only a few drone attacks on their airport, especially on Dubai. And Dubai depends 100% on tourists and to be the business center, and they depend on airports. So one attack actually can break the backbone of the United Arab Emirates forces in Yemen and as well United Arab Emirates.
And Robert, and we know that the main victims here over the last 4 years plus have been the women, especially those, the mothers, the children, the elderly, especially in rural areas where before this war, had access to a lot of basic necessities and whatnot. So, I mean, and you just heard Mr. Bukhaiti say over 260,000 people. We know that, you know, nearly 16,000 as a direct result of airstrikes, but then you just mentioned another 240,000 preventable diseases, starvation, and, you know, not getting the medicines they need. My question to you, why has the world turned its back on the most vulnerable in Yemen?
That's a very good question. In addition to the statistics you've mentioned, millions and millions of people are in danger of starving to death very, very soon. The United States controls the news media in the United States anyway, and through much of the world. And the war in Yemen is not a popular war. It's not, there isn't a lot of news coverage of it. There might be a mention that there was a bombing or that people are dying, but the actual on-the-ground statistics, the photos that people need to see, are not allowed to be shown. This is a tragedy and a disgrace, because what's happening is genocide. It's major war crimes committed by Saudi Arabia and the United States in Yemen. The people of Yemen just want to be able to, as any peoples do, establish their own government, and they are being thwarted in that, or attempted to be thwarted, by two very large and powerful and rich countries. But those countries are able to some degree, control the narrative. However, controlling the narrative doesn't control the facts of the ground, as we see today with these attacks that Yemen has made on Saudi Arabia sites. And this will continue until Saudi Arabia decides that it cannot win this war and withdraws. But it is an international tragedy. It is a stain on the entire international community that countries are not doing far more to help the suffering people of Yemen.
Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us. We're out of time. Hussein Al-Bukhaiti out of Sana'a and Mr. Robert Fantina joining us out of Kitchener. And viewers, that's a wrap for this segment of your Press TV's News Review. Thanks for tuning in, and bye-bye for now.